the sponsors, just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Listen online at ILoveTheTruth.com.
I've been to Al back in a while.
Let's face the issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jane A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jane A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, comments, dialogue, and discussion. I believe we're going to have a discussion today, a lively discussion, I pray, on the top issue. The top issue. Not just locally. Not just statewide. Not just nationally. But the top news internationally. Ladies and gentlemen, across the globe, the top news is the Israeli strike in the heart of Iran to wipe out a terrorist, the head, one of the heads of Hamas, one that laughs at and mocks at Christians, conservatives, Jews, one that laughed and mocked when on October the 7th of 2023 the Jewish people were attacked with about 1,400 slaughtered, one of the terrorists that mocks at the Jewish people and is pushing the globalist terrorism out of Iran to wipe out and destroy Jews. Why is it important? Ladies and gentlemen, we are witnessing, we are in a side armchair watching the revelation of God's Word, God's prophetic text, the eschatological future based on the Word of God coming to fruition today. We're witnessing the last of the last days. We're witnessing the unfurling, the unfolding of Matthew 24, verses 8 through 12 in particular. Perhaps you say, well, you sound excited about it. I am absolutely ecstatic about it. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that God's still on the throne, that God's still in charge, that God's word is still relevant and real, that God's word shall be fulfilled just as he said in his word. And we are living in a day, an age, an era, and a generation where we have the privilege of witnessing the unfurling, the unfolding of the eschatological truth of what God's word says shall take place in these last days. Yes, there are other things on the calendar. Yes, there are other things that are taking place. We're watching today and listening to the deceit, the lies, the political rhetoric that somehow, some way is relevant but irrelevant when you look at the big picture. The rhetoric that God's taking a back seat, so to speak. But I want us to understand it is God that is on the move today in the final days of this old world. Listen, the election may never take place. You say, well, it's coming up in 90 days. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to what I'm saying. Mega major events on a global, international, and national level shall take place before November the 5th, 2024. How do I know that? Because the Word of God says so. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues today, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the truth book. God's Word is truth, according to the text in the Word of God, John 17:17, thy word is truth. God speaking, the Lord Jesus speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32 said this, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Psalms 117:2, the Bible says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. Ladies and gentlemen, truth matters. And we're talking about truth today, by the way, as never before. We're looking at the truth of the Word of God. There's some folks who want to deny it. Some folks want to, in some way, try to decipher it in a different fashion. Multitudes today simply wanting to reject the truth of the Word of God. Some are simply trying to say God is not real. God is a phantom and is not relevant today. I want us to understand, you can say what you like in relationship to your babble against God, but I'm telling you, the Word of God is leaping off the pages. We need to understand truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. We're living in the day when truth is not relevant to most people. Most today simply make the decision that there's no such thing as absolute truth. The latest survey, by the way, states that. Headline says, most younger Americans say that there's no absolute truth. In fact, the younger Americans spoken of in this article are the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group. And this is their position. Each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not but one version of truth. A half-truth is a whole lie. You cannot bifurcate truth and call it truth. Maybe your opinion, maybe your position, maybe what you think, but it is not truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, John Huss. John Huss made this powerful statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. So I stand here today for truth, defending the truth. And ladies and gentlemen, the closer we get to the last of the last of the last days, we're going to find truth being less and less relevant in the society in which we're living in. Learn it, live it, love it, tell it. That's the truth. And defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages looking to own your own landscape and lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is conveniently located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road, 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old San Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how can I find it? There's an identifier, a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that flagpole flows the Old Glory, the U.S. flag, 24/7. Find that flag at the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the issue that we're speaking of today, wars and rumors of wars. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 5 and following, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must, ladies and gentlemen, that means it's imperative, it's absolutely relevant, must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places, and all these are the beginning of sorrows, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Matthew chapter 24, verses 5 through verse 8. That's a portion of the big picture. Matthew 24 and Matthew 25, Mark chapter 13, Luke chapter 21, all what we call the eschatological prophetic text. And as you study those together in unison and understand that we're living in the last of the last days, and God's Word gives us basically a full menu of those things that shall take place based on the authority of the Word of God, shall take place in the last days, and I believe that we're in the last of the last days. And these things that we're talking about today are part of the last days. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about wars and rumors of wars, but listen. What we see today taking place, ladies and gentlemen, with the push and the prognosticators and those that are talking about Kamala Harris perhaps will be the next president, where Kamala Harris's record is now being whitewashed, where her babbling and cackling is now put aside, and she is supposed to be the smart, intelligent woman that can lead America into the future. Ladies and gentlemen, she said she was against fracking. Now she says she's for it. She said she wanted to force guns, a gun buyback, that is gun confiscation, the cancellation of our Second Amendment right. Now she says that she doesn't believe that. She said that the borders were secure, and now she says the Republicans are at fault, not the Harris-Biden administration. Kamala Harris said that she would cancel all private insurance companies and cancel private insurance, and ladies and gentlemen, now she says she'll not do that. It's what you call cackling Kamala's flip-flop, backpedaling, whitewashing her resume. In fact, if you were to go to Google, of all places, her resume looks wonderful. She has, they basically taken down everything that you could want to find in relationship to the ridiculous, sorry, background of Kamala Harris. But ladies and gentlemen, I say all of that simply to say this. Basically, Kamala is simply a cackling liar. She would say just about anything, do just about anything to appease the audience of the socialist Marxists in America today. Kamala was the most liberal of liberal senators when she was in the Senate. In fact, the record stated before they took it off the Google platform, they stated that Kamala was more liberal than Bernie Sanders. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, there's a good possibility that we Americans may not have a presidential election November the 5th. Why is that so? Because, ladies and gentlemen, God's at work. God is bringing about the fulfillment of His Word. And as we talked about Matthew 24 and read a few verses just now, I believe God's in the process of bringing it about. Now, I'm not saying that the world's coming to an end tomorrow. That's not the point. I'm not saying that we need to sit back on our laurels and not be concerned about, be involved in the protection of America by casting our ballot for Donald J. Trump. And some say, well, I don't believe you say. Yes, I'm saying that. I believe that the best candidate we have out there in the marketplace today to bring back the divine intervention of God in the United States of America, not that he's necessarily a saint, that's not what I'm saying, but Donald J. Trump loves America, in my opinion, and I believe he's the only one that's got the tenacity, the backbone, the spine to take a stand against our enemies and protect and resolve the issues at the southern border and protect our national sovereignty. If, let me say that again, if we have an election. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Young, Bud. How are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. Thank you for asking. This event with the Hezbollah and the Hamas leaders both being targeted and killed also points out a decline in the relationship between the current administration and the Israeli government. Netanyahu was in the United States, what, about 2 weeks ago? The United States was not informed of either of these strikes. If you look at the Biden administration is what it's done over the last 3.5 years, it's done everything it can to hamstring the Israelis from doing their job, doing what they're supposed to do for their national sovereignty, especially when it comes in relation to the October 7th attack in 2023. I find that very interesting, and I would almost bet good money that when Netanyahu was in Mar-a-Lago, that him and Donald probably had a off-the-record discussion, and Mr. Trump was probably aware, as everybody knows, that Donald Trump is a friend of Israel. He moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and after administrations have been talking about this since Eisenhower, which is just remarkable how well we prospered when Donald Trump recognized that Israel was God's apple, you know, in his eye. So Kamala Harris represents everything that the Biden administration is currently doing. She can't disown that record, and they will lie, and they will tell you that, but
absolutely.
You cannot believe that. Don't believe your lying eyes or ears. Believe what you see. Don't buy that message.
Jim, if I could jump in for just a moment, let me just simply touch on something that you mentioned. I believe that the reason Lloyd Austin, when interviewed impromptu just yesterday about the strike by Israel in the heart of Iran in the capital city of Tehran, you find Lloyd Austin, he was absolutely dumbfounded. He didn't have an answer. He didn't know what to say. He didn't know what they had done. He had no information. Just as you said, American leadership had not been told by Benjamin Netanyahu of any plans they had to go in and strike in the very heart of Iran. And the reason for that, Jim, I personally believe, is because Benjamin Netanyahu knows that if the U.S. Leadership out of the Oval Office knew anything about it, that they would tell the enemy, and therefore the enemy, i.e. Iran and the puppet states carrying out the task for Iran, would be told, and therefore Israel would not have had the opportunity to wipe this scoundrel off the face of the map. I believe that's what took place. I believe that's why. And I believe, further stating what you said, I believe that Benjamin Netanyahu down in Mar-a-Lago with former President Donald J. Trump, I believe they had a little powwow. And it may well be, I don't know, this is just maybe a historical thought that I have, but I believe that perhaps Donald Trump said, this is what you need to do. Strike while the iron's hot. Go in while he is visiting in Iran, because he was visiting there to celebrate the new appointed leader of Iran, and he was there for that celebration. And basically, as someone said, he was sitting in his living room in his rocking chair watching the television when all of a sudden he was snuffed out. He went on to Allah, if you will. In reality, they wiped him out. And I believe that that's the background of the bottom line, in my most humble opinion, because right now there is gaping holes. There's an open window. There's an absolute wide space between American leadership coming out of the Oval Office and the stand that we've historically taken with and for Israel. What's your take on that?
Well, I believe that he might have gone and seen Allah, but I know who he visited first.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hate to be that way, but our Lord Jesus Christ said, you've had every opportunity.
Yep.
And well, here's your
and
life.
Right now, it's funny from the standpoint, from the human standpoint of what we see, but right now he's visiting with those dudes that was part of the 9/11. They're still wondering when the jet engine, jet fuel fire is going to stop, but it's not jet fuel fire that they're in the midst of. It is that place called hell, and they met their, how would you say, their idol as a result of that. They have the philosophy and the feeling that if you are martyred for Allah, you will go to paradise and you'll be with 72 virgins throughout all of eternity. I've got news for them. That's the wrong place. It's the wrong idea. They are simply myth taken, as I call it, because that's a myth among the Islamics today. But Jim, let me get to a point. I'm looking at a headline that says, and it touches on what we're talking about, this is the key of the issue today: Hamas leader killed in a daring airstrike inside capital of Iran. It's dated July the 31st, an airstrike inside the Iran on Wednesday, making another blow to the already weakened terrorist group, according to multiple sources. Hamas political leader was assassinated in an airstrike in Tehran, Iran's capital, after attending the inauguration of the new Israeli, Iranian president on Tuesday, according to the Associated Press. Hamas and Iran both immediately declared Israel responsible and vowed revenge. By the way, I just got a newsreel by Fox News as we speak, there is some skirmishing. I don't know exactly, if not interpreted fully, some skirmish retaliation from Iran back against Israel. So here's my point. When you look at the scripture, and I'll get into deeper detail in this, but when you look at the scripture, we understand that the Bible says that Ezekiel 38 and 39, that Russia will lead five nations against the nation of Israel. Those nations are Iran, Syria, Germany, Turkey, and Libya. And I believe, Jim, that's what we see making the headline news around the globe today. I'm talking about every major international headline is talking about this today. And I believe it is bringing about the prophetic eschatological truth of what God's Word says. And some people will look at it on the basis, well, that's horror upon horror. No, it's fulfilling God's Word. So, Jim, let me ask you a question, and then I'll let you go. Do you believe that America is going to become entangled in this? If so, how so? If so, when? And will that have an effect on the November election?
That is a difficult question. If I look at it in a secular view and I think about it, you know, let's go back to the Bible part where you're talking about Turkey. I don't know if you've read anything about what Ergenin said, but he's really rattling a lot of sabers as well. Europe is basically on its last breath as far as demographics and population. America itself, unless we turn around the current policies, which are
Are you there? I believe we lost Jim. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning, good morning.
I know you are blessed and highly favored.
Yes, absolutely. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead with your question.
Amen.
Our time's running out quickly.
Okay, I just wanted to know, did you see the opening ceremonies for the Olympics?
I did. It was a grotesque, absolute, blasphemous slap in the face of God. In fact, as one article I recently read said, you don't have to be a Christian to be offended by the ghastly garbage that was presented as the opening of the Olympics. I don't pay attention to the Olympics. I'll tell anybody, sports is the farthest thing from my mind. That might offend some because football and skating, et cetera, may be the game plan and the idle time for others is not for me. But notwithstanding that, it was a slap in the face of every Christian, every conservative, and even those that are non-Christian should be offensive to them.
I tell you what, Donald Blood, I tell you, anybody vote for Kamala Harris, they're voting our country down the tubes. And I forgot the young lady's name that used to be a press secretary at the White House when Clinton was in there. She said, you're selling America down the drain. That was her statement. And then they put her out. She couldn't come back to the White House. I forgot her name. It's on the tip of my tongue. I can't say it. But anyway, she was so right. She was so right.
Well, Kenneth, one of the things we see transpiring, and by the way, as we look at this race, and the presidential race is very important. It's imperative that we set up, take notice, and understand the parts of this race and what's going to take place, how it's going to take place, and why we need to vote. But that is minuscule in comparison. When you look at the global picture, it's minuscule in comparison to what's taking place in Israel today. Israel, according to Zechariah chapter 12, Israel, chapter 12, verse 1, 2, and 3 in particular, is the focus of the globe. Israel is the focus of all of the enemies of America and enemies of Israel. In fact, the mantra in the streets today with the Palestinian jihadists marching in the streets of America, they're saying death to Israel and death to America. They're waving the Palestinian flag. They're praising the jihadists that we're talking about today, one of which is Israel just wiped out, snuffed out, and absolutely annihilated him. So what we need to understand is, though the race is important, and I still say we need to make sure we're registered to vote, Christians need to vote, and we need to vote for the right person, need to vote an intelligent vote, not
question.
Just casting a ballot. Go ahead.
Do you think that Kamala Harris, and I call him President Trump, will have a debate? I doubt it.
I seriously doubt it.
Cut her up. He will cut her up.
Well, here's the point, Kenneth, and I could be 100% off target. I could be 100% wrong, but here's why I don't think there'll be a debate between Kamala Harris, cackling Kamala, and Donald Trump, is because she's still got to be she's the presumed candidate, but she's not passed muster with the DNC. That is their convention that'll be 3 weeks from now. In that convention, in my most humble opinion, there'll be a knockdown, drag out, chaos, confusion, and calamity that's not been seen in the Democratic Party since 1968 with Lyndon Baines Johnson. I believe there'll be an open debate. I believe there will multitudes that feel that their vote for Joe Biden had been stolen because he's the one that won the primary and they had voted for him, yet they're being absolutely dethroned and removed from the agenda that is for the socialist, Marxist, communist that's out there today, wanting Kamala Harris to be in, because she will be a simple puppet. So to answer your question, an elongated answer, but simplifying it, I don't believe she'll be the candidate. And I may be 100% wrong. I am still of the opinion that in the open debate in the DNC, that others are going to be postulated and there'll be a vote, and there's still the high possibility of Hillary Clinton, Gavin Newsom, or Michelle Obama being the candidate. Because Kamala Harris stands zip zero, no chance of beating Donald J. Trump in an election. So I believe that there will be a major battle for the throne, if you will, and that major battle will be a knockdown, drag-out, calamitous decision at the DNC at their convention. But when it comes back to what's really happening, that really should get our attention, is what God is doing in the fulfillment of God's word. We're witnessing Iran coming into the picture. And just as Jim said a moment ago, Turkey now rattling their sabers. I'm looking at headlines that says if Turkey invades Israel, it will be with American weapons. Erdogan persona today is not sudden creation, but the result of long evolution coupled with the arrogance that comes from believing the West is weak. Speaking to his ruling party in his hometown, the president Turkey said he's threatening to intervene in the military battle in Israel. Quote, we should be very strong so that Israel cannot do this stuff to Palestine, Erdogan said. Just like we entered into another area, just like we entered into Libya, we can do the similar thing, and he promised to do so. So, Kenneth, one of the things that I'm excited about, we're witnessing one at a time as these five nations that will come with Russia against Israel in the last of the last days which we're in, and I believe we're watching the spark of that taking place. The stage is being set, the chessmen are being put on the board, and Kenneth, I believe we're witnessing some historic events that's making God's word come alive in society today. Kenneth, what does that mean for us? We need to keep looking up, praising God for his sovereignty, and being thankful that we live in an era when we can witness God's word literally leaping off the pages of the word of God. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. And we need to keep looking up. Luke 21:28 says, we see these things coming about. Look up, lift up your head, for our redemption draweth nigh. And we're at that point today. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the time clock of God's hand, eschatologically speaking. We're witnessing the clock starting for the countdown of these last days for the rapture of the church to take place, 7 years of tribulation, then the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an important issue today. We're talking about wars and rumors of wars. We're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, what is taking place in Israel, how God's word is coming alive, and what we need to do, what we need to say, What we need to see in these last of the last days, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to take our top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.